Well, well, Granger. It looks like I finally have you to myself. Expelliarmus. Don't even think about trying to pick that up. Oh, and don't bother running either. I've used the Alaramus spell to lock the door. You know, it's funny. You think they'd have bewitched these doors to prevent them from being locked. I guess they didn't expect anybody to lock the main door to the bathroom. Good thing too. Now, where to begin? Father has a lot of interesting books in his library at home, and I've picked up a few interesting spells I've been desperate to try out. Imperio. I cannot believe you hit me earlier. You filthy little mudblood. You know who I am, don't you, Granger? I am Draco Malfoy. My father is Lucius Malfoy, one of the members of Hogwarts' Board of Governors. I could have you expelled from this wretched school for thinking somebody as lowly as you could touch me, pure blood. They never would have stood for such behaviour at Durmstrang. Your kind aren't allowed there, but instead I was sent here where the air is thick with a stench of muggleborns and half-bloods like you and Potter. Filthy creatures like you need to be put in your place. I know you already know that I'm better than you. You're as pitiful to me as those pathetic little house elves. At least they know their place. You muggleborns walk around like you're under the impression you're our equals. But you're not. You're desperate to see what a real wizard is like, aren't you, Granger? Not a half-blood like Potter. Or that piss-poor excuse for a wizard, Weasley. You need to be shown what a pure blood like me can do. I know you put on the tough girl attitude for your friends, Granger, but there'll be none of that here. Goes against everything Father taught me. He'd be horrified if he found out, but I can see the longing desire behind your eyes, no matter how well you think you can hide it. And I'd hate to deny you the chance to experience what a real wizarding bloodline feels like. Get on your knees for me, mudblood. I don't care that the floor is wet and dirty. I want all of your friends to know that you've been on your knees when they see your robes. I want them to whisper and gossip about it behind your back, and for you to go bright red in the face when you think about it. You will remember this moment. Dream and fantasize about it when you're alone with your thoughts at night. Lift up my robe, Granger, and get under it. I don't want to have to look you in the eye and be reminded what a filthy mudblood you are. You know fine well what I want you to do. You know all the answers in class. Don't tell me this has you stumped. I really thought you were smarter than this. Stupid, filthy mudblood. I want you to give me a blowjob. No, actually, I don't want you to. I can't believe I'm lowering myself to letting a muggle-born pleasure me. I don't want you to. I expect you to. I expect you to pleasure me and learn your place. This is the punishment for hitting me. Yes, Granger. Just like that. Shut up. Don't try to speak. Just get it nice and hard. Shut up, filthy mudblood. I'm not enjoying this at all. I'm teaching you a lesson. Do you know what? This won't do at all. Get up. Get up now, Granger. There's no use trying to resist this curse. Good. Now turn round. I'm bending you over the sink, and I'm going to take you right here. I'm going to put you in your place. Let me just hike up your robe. Here. Let me throw it all the way up over your face. I don't want to have your disgusting mudblood eyes staring back at me in the mirror. I might need to use a Durocharm just so I can finish up. I'll yank these panties down. Spread your legs a little wider. And just... slip inside. I want you to take it all, Granger. As you feel me inside you, I want you to remember that this is your place in the world. All of you filthy mudbloods are just here to be used, and to service the needs and further the goals of people like me. The purebloods. The real wizards. Father's been telling me for the past few years that I should be ashamed because of you. Can you believe that? Me? Ashamed? It's outrageous. You've scored higher than me in every single test we've taken. Do you know how Father looks at me now because of you? I know he hides it around Mother, but I can see the disappointment behind his eyes when he speaks to me. His disappointment that a pure blood like me could be beaten at anything by a... dirty... disgusting mudblood like you. You should be the one who's ashamed. Ashamed of your horrible little muggle parents. Ashamed that your best friends are a half-blooded orphan boy and that little red-headed blood traitor Weasley. You're all a disgrace to the wizarding community. You should be proud to be spending time with me. You'll never get a real wizard, a real pureblood again in your life. I hope you savour the feeling. Oh, I'm gonna come. Stop. Quick. Get on your knees, Granger. And face me. Faster. Damn it. There's no chance I'm going to come inside you. The last thing I need is to have any potential offspring tainted with your filthy mudblood genes. I'll be disowned if that ever happened. Doesn't even bear thinking about. Now, for your final punishment. You're going to smile and enjoy it as I come all over your face. Oh yes, I can feel it building inside me. I'm not sure how much longer I can hold it. Stay still. Smile, my blood. You should consider this a privilege. I want you to wear it like a badge of honor. Oh, Granger. I'm coming. I'm gonna come all over your filthy, horrible, my blood face. Yes, Granger. I'm gonna cover you in this Yes, much better. You definitely know your place now. On your knees, like the obedient little mudblood cumslut you are, covered in the cast off of a pure blood like me. Now, clean yourself up, you disgusting muggle-born. You make my skin crawl. Spell will wear off soon enough. Until then, just lock yourself in a stall and think about what a disappointment your muggle-born life is. And when the spell fades, you can go about your pathetic day.